Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Activists stick to the trees to stop pipeline in Washington. Environmental activists opposed to the Satsop Natural Gas Pipeline Project in Washington State announced that they are staging a tree sit along the pipeline route near the Black River National Wildlife Refuge. "We're out there because people in this community don't want the pipeline," said Brian Zanetti, a spokesperson for the Cascadia Defense Network. The protest coincides with the start of land clearing by Williams Company for the $82 million project designed to deliver natural gas from Rainier, Washington, to the Satsop gas-fired power plant now under construction in Grays Harbor County. To get there, the pipe would cross rivers, streams, and wetlands 37 times, reach into the Black River National Wildlife Refuge and the McLean Creek Nature Trail, disturb nearly 500 acres of vegetation during construction, and travel through the habitat of 6 threatened or endangered species, including the Northwest Spotted Owl, Marbled Murrelet, and Oregon Spotted Frog. According to the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, "We are not convinced that Williams Company has done everything possible to avoid the wetlands along the route. More effort should be put into avoidance of many of the smaller wetlands to further reduce the project's effects. We are especially concerned about the placement of a new pipeline through the Black River Corridor and the junction with Dempsey Creek. One of the 3 known Washington populations of Oregon spotted frog is present in Dempsey Creek. This species has been proposed for federal listing under the Endangered Species Act." Zanetti said the protesters will be in a tree platform 24 hours a day. He didn't know how long the protests will last or how many people will participate. "People have taken to the trees," he said. "This is just the beginning of nonviolent direct actions in trees directly on the pipeline route." Zanetti said his group is also concerned over the role Williams Company may have played in manipulating power supplies and inflating prices during the 2000-2001 California energy crisis. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, the federal agency that approved permits for the pipeline, is investigating a host of energy firms, including Williams, for their role in the California energy fiasco. Earth First Radio News can find no currently listed contact information for the Cascadia Defense Network, but the group has previously staged protests on Watch Mountain near Randall, Washington, where the video Watch was filmed, and other protests against the I-90 timber transfers. Parts of the story were written by John Dodge of The Olympian. California state fish gets endangered review. A federal judge in the U.S. District Court in San Francisco has ordered U.S. Interior Secretary Gail Norton to review whether California's state fish warrants listing as an endangered species. Trout Unlimited petitioned the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to list the golden trout as endangered under the Federal Endangered Species Act in October of 2000. "Trout Unlimited is, as a rule, disinclined to litigate, but we have exhausted all other options and there is a certain urgency to this situation," said Steve Trafton, Trout Unlimited's California policy coordinator. "California's golden trout could very well face extinction if they had to wait for the Fish and Wildlife Service to get our petition, and the fact is that we've lost nearly 2 years already since we filed for listing. Neither we nor the state fish can afford to lose more time." The California golden trout is native to just 2 streams, the South Fork of the Kern River and Golden Trout Creek in the rugged Sierra Nevada range just south of Mount Whitney. Non-native trout stocked into these watersheds threaten to interbreed with and hybridize the golden trout, and livestock grazing continues to damage habitat despite last year's well-publicized removal of cattle from the area grazed by former permittee Anheuser-Busch. And we thank the Environment News Service for this story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on by,